You don't need to know anything about classical music to love it, but it's rich with history and context. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston takes us on this short flight of the fugue. It's Classical Music 101.
Symphonies, suites, sonatas, etudes. Forms of classical compositions are as varied as species within a genus, including the fugue at the height of its melodious intricacy. Rules of construction govern the fugue before it takes off on its arc of combined but independent melodies. One rule is at the beginning, a single subject or voice stands alone. Then the subject repeats and divides and multiplies with complementary answers. J.S. Bach elevated the fugue to a work of complexity and beauty never before heard. In 1722, the year before Bach moved his large family to Leipzig, he published Book One of the Well-Tempered Clavier, his influential collection of preludes and fugues in every key starting with C. The fugue reached its popular pinnacle during Bach's time, but later Mozart, Beethoven, Shostakovich, Bartok, and many others composed from the rules, idioms, and turns of phrase he refined. Some scholars consider the fugue a technique rather than a type of music, a musical piling on of voices. Regardless, the fugue endures, and when you listen, it's recognizable in its many permutations, like this one by Maynard Ferguson.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.